إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته سلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى في كلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. My respected ulama, elders, brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu bless you and bless your coming to this masjid for Salat al-Jum'ah. It's always a pleasure to be here in Sri Lanka, and this is a trip after a couple of years now. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us not only to read His kalam, not only to understand His kalam, but to live by His kalam. Because the purpose of the nuzul of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is not merely its recitation or even its understanding, but its practice. The recitation and the understanding is in order that we should practice. If you do not even read the Quran, then obviously you cannot practice it. That if you read the Quran, then it goes without saying that the recitation must be done correctly, because that is the haqq of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And if you read the Quran without understanding, there is no doubt about the fact that inshaAllah musta'an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for the reading alone, whether or not we understand it. But nobody in his right mind can claim that the Quran came to be read without understanding. So even though we get the reward, the sabab, there is no conflict about that, but there is obviously, that is not the reason the Quran came. Allah did not send His kalam to be read without understanding. So therefore, to understand the Quran al-Kareem is the haqq of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that we understand what we are reading. And as I said, the final purpose of it all is neither the reading nor the understanding by itself, but the practice of those instructions, the living by those teachings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His great mercy and rahmah sent us through His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. In the ayat which I recited for you in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the ayat before Ayat Al-Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about a particular day. He told us about the time to make an investment, and He told us about the time when we will collect the return on that investment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us and said, O you who believe, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. Spend from what we have given you. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawm. Before a day comes upon you, la bay'un fihi wa la khuddatun wa la shafa'. Before a day comes before you in which there will be no trade, and there will be no friendship, and there will be no intercession, illa ma sha Allah. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who deny are the oppressors. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, and elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for one purpose, and that purpose is to prepare our place in Jannah. Our life began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it came into the alam al-arwah, and then it came, we were sent into the arham, the nasal of our mothers, into the wombs, and then we were brought out into this world, and we were little children, and then we grew up, and then from the time we became akhir wal baligh, when we got our intelligence and when we became mature, the clock started ticking for us. And this clock is a clock that ticks backwards. It doesn't count forwards. It ticks backwards. And a day will come when the clock will come to zero. So from the time we became Aqil wal Baligh, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all your aqal, your intelligence, your wisdom, and all your faculties in full strength until the last moment when you meet Him, Jalla Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to worship Him and to praise Him and to glorify Him. And may He decree that you meet Him in a state when you are praising Him and glorifying Him. And that is when this clock will stop. So this period that we have, and please notice, it is not the entire lifespan. It's only that period when we are able to take decisions, when we are intelligent, when we have understanding. This period is the most valuable, the most precious period that any human being can have. Because this is the period when we have been given our destiny into our own hands. And we have been given this freedom to say, you want Jannah? Take it. Take it. What do you want in this Jannah? Write it. Whatever you like, this will be given to you. If you write something and then you suddenly realize that maybe I should not have written this, no problem. Rub it out. Erase it. Write something else. Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, every one of you is an author. Every one of you is an author. He's a writer of a book. And she said, every one of you is an author, and on the day of judgment, your book will be published and given into your hand. So write whatever you like in this book. As long as we have breath in our bodies, this is what we have been given. This is the control we have been given. And so that we don't make mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kitab. He sent His book. He said, don't guess what shall I write in my book, because what you are going to write in this book is going to have a very long effect forever. And you end up with the wrong thing in this book, then you are in trouble for a very long time. So don't get into that trouble. Here is my book. Here is the guidance of my Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Write your book according to this guidance. This book I am talking about is our life. The writing I am talking about is our actions and our speech. The erasing I am talking about is tawbah wa istighfar. And then the time will come to hand over this book. Is when we will meet Malakul Maut. and then that book is closed. And after that there is no erasing in that book, and there is no addition in that book, and there is no subtraction from this book. And on the day of judgment, this book will be handed over to us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that this book is given to us in our right hands. And in this book of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, spend from what we have given you before this day comes. There was a man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to me, Ya Rasulullah, I am very poor. I am in a desperate situation. Please help me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu and tell him that I sent you. And tell him to help you. So this man went. It was close to evening. It was almost getting dark by the time he reached the house of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And as he was about to knock on the door, he heard the voice of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu from inside the house, speaking presumably to his wife. And he was saying to her, lower the wick of the lamp because it is burning too much of oil. Yeah? Lower the wick of the lamp because it is burning too much oil. This man thought to himself, wallahi, what kind of man did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam send me to? He sent me to this man to ask for help for me. This man is worried about how much oil is burning in his lamp. What will he help me? So he turned around. He said, there's no point in asking him anything because this man is very stingy. He turned around and he started walking away. He walked for a few steps and he thought to himself, well, you know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me to this man, so there must be some wisdom behind this. Why am I coming to all of these conclusions? Let me knock on the door and ask what can happen. So he turned back again. He knocked on the door. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu opened the door. The man said, I am so and so. Rasulullah sent me to you. I am in desperate situation. Can you please help me? Sayyidina Uthman said, wait a minute. He went inside. He brought a bunch of keys. He took him across to his warehouse. He opened the door of the warehouse. Unlocked it and he said, go and take whatever you like, how much ever you like, whatever is in there in the warehouse, go choose, pick, take whatever you want. And when you finish, lock it up and bring me the keys. And he walked away. This man is astonished. He's absolutely amazed. So he called out to him. Sayyid Uthman turned around and said, what do you want? He said, no, I have a question to ask you before I do all this. He said, what's the question? He said, Rasulullah sent me to you and I came to you and I was about to knock on the door and I heard you saying to your wife or whoever it was to lower the wick of the lamp. And I thought to myself, what kind of a stingy man is this? He is worried about the lamp and the oil. And now when I actually ask you for help, you open the door of your warehouse, you say, take whatever you want. Eh? This is very strange. Please explain this to me. How does this work? Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu said to him, why are you surprised? What is so surprising about this? The wick of the lamp and the oil in the lamp belongs to me. And I am spending that for myself. And I am telling my wife, use little because whatever you use, Allah will question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hisab for what I have used for myself. There is hisab only for halal. For haram there is no hisab, there is only sazah, there is only punishment. He said, but when I am giving you, he said, this is my investment in the akhirah. However much you take, that is beneficial to me. So take what you want. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an yatiya yawmun la bay'un wala khullatun wala shay'un.
take whatever you want.
My brothers, these were the people who took the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nobody understood the deen better than the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi wa sallam. I ask myself, and I ask you to ask yourself, what is it that we have difficulty with today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wealth. I sometimes ask myself that even those of us who consider ourselves to be generous, and alhamdulillah there are many people who are generous, if I just tell you when you walk out of the masjid, take a look at your car, what does that car cost? In the year that you bought your car, how much was your sadaqah? I'm not talking about zakat. Zakat is fard. I'm talking about more than zakat. How much was it? Was it the price of the car? Now you might say, well, you know, I buy a car for myself, it's not haram. Not haram. No, it's not haram. Of course it's halal. Inshallah, if you buy the car for yourself and you buy it with halal income, it is halal. But I'm saying what Allah will give you, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who spends in my path is like somebody who plants a seed and from that grows a plant, and each that plant has 7 years, and each year has 100 grains, which is 1:700. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said that I will also increase as much as I want. Allah will increase as much as He wants. Is that the reward you're going to get for your car? Please do buy cars, buy good cars. I have nothing against them. I'm just asking a very simple question. Basic analysis, because as far as you know, business is concerned, when we talk about investment, we talk about ROI, we talk about return on investment. Which is the best place to invest if you're doing portfolio management? What do you say? Which are the best companies to invest? The companies which give you the highest return and which are most reliable. Because in investment, we look at two things. We look at the reliability, because there might be some organizations which promise a very high return but very highly unreliable. You don't know, maybe the whole investment will sink and you are gone. On the other hand, you might have companies which are reliable but which have a very low rate of return. But how about an investment which has a very high rate of return and which is the most reliable, because it is guaranteed by the one who controls everything? And that is the reason why, in my opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu mentioned this ayah. And then after this ayah, where He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu, is giving a hukum. O you believe, spend from what we have given. What who has given? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى describes himself جل جلاله. You know the meanings. I don't have to repeat the meaning of this ayah or translate it for you. Ayatul Kursi is the greatest ayah of the Quran. It comes immediately after this hukum to spend. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend from what we have given you. What who has given you? This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu has given us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ikraha fid deen. Qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. Having said this, Allah says, Allah is not in need of anything. Allah is Huwasamad. This is for you. And there is no pressure on you. There is no taklif on you. There is no oppression on you. There is no force on you. There is no pressure. There is no taklif in deen. There is no oppression in deen. The path of righteousness and the opposite of that, has been made clear. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. The one who leaves the taghut, the one who leaves oppression, the one who leaves sins, the one who leaves disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and chooses the path of guidance, that person will have got a handhold that will never break. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who consciously grab this handhold which will never break and which will take us into Jannat al-Firdaws ul A'la bighayri hisab wa shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it absolutely clear. And then of course the other ayat after that, I don't want to go into, I'm not doing tafsir of this surah. But you know, the ayat which come after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the what is the effect of grabbing this handhold. I remind myself, telling my brothers, that our time, as I said, the clock is ticking backwards. I do not know how much time any of us has left. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to use that time in the best possible way, which is in the service of his deen, which is the following of the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in complete and total obedience to him jalla jalaluhu in all that we do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to spend our money, to spend our time, because time is more precious than money. Spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is more precious, this is more difficult than spending money. For people who have money, it's easy to write a check, but to come out of your house and go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the work of deen, this is much more difficult than giving the money. We need to give the money and we also need to give the time. In whichever way that makes sense to you, by all means, use whatever you have. Use our knowledge to spread that knowledge. Use our influence, our strength in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from what we have given, not money alone. All of these things and more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that, to understand.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.